And look what else it does. Verse 5 says what? Casting down what? Casting down imagination. So you let your mind start imagining things. Oh, I'm going to die. Oh, they're going to take my house. Oh, and next thing you know, you all shook up. Am I right? You all shook up, you're nervous, you're crying, pulling your hair. You're like me, you have to pick spots to pull. Amen. But y'all better not be laughing at me. You're pulling your hair, you're doing all this stuff. It is not necessary because you were created for peace. Amen. You were created for joy. You were created for comfort. You were created to live victorious. You were created for God's purpose and plan. And when you're out of control like that and things that's throwing you around and using you, that's not God's purpose. And those imaginations that come to get you into a place where you're like, I stop you now. I will not allow you. Shut it up. Stop it. Now, in Jesus' name. I am what God says I am. I have what God says I have, and I can do what God says I can do. And you're not going to bring this into my heart and my life and trouble me with this, because I already know who's on the inside of me. So casting down imagination. And what else? And every what? High thing that what? Exhorts itself against the knowledge of God, against what I know about God. And see, this is why we're here tonight. You're getting more knowledge of God. You're being encouraged. It's being reinforced. It being built up inside of you. Why? Because days of trouble will show up. So what are you going to do when trouble show up? I'm going to plow right through it. I'm not going to dodge it. I'm not going to run around it. I'm going right through. You in my pathway, so guess who's going to move? Hello? Guess who's going to move? Trouble. Not me. I'm going to keep on my path because I'm on the path of life and I'm not getting off. Hallelujah. So he said, imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What else will you do? I bring it into captivity. I capture it. When you put something in captivity, you put lock somebody up in jail, what happened? They can be up in that jail screaming, but they're not bothering you. So you take the old thought captive and give them no leeway to influence you or lead you or control you or threaten you to tell you something that will trouble you. You take them captive. I'm not listening to you, because you're not the voice of God. You are a strange voice. And so I said, shut it up. Hush. Shut up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bring it into captivity. How do I bring it into captivity? How do I bring it into captivity? I bring the captivity through the obedience of Christ. What is obedience of Christ? Christ done told me who I am. Christ done told me that he's my life. He's my head. He's the head of the church. And we're members of his body. Let me give you a few scriptures that back it up, bring it into obedience. And for you to know who you are. And you begin to give in these scriptures, give in this word. You remember what Proverbs 4 said, 4:20 said, my son, do what? Attend to my word. Incline my ear to the saint, unto my saying, let them not depart from thine eye. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life. So you just keep, how you bring them into? To the obedience of Christ, 1 John 4:4. I'll go ahead and put that up. 1 John 4:4. Moving right along. Hallelujah. And it said, and 1 John 4:4 says what? Ye of God. What happened? I am of God. Ye of God, little children. Listen, can God lie? God is talking to you. You are of me. You of God, little children, and have what? Overcome them. Who them? The one that's been lying to you. One that's been talking loud. One that's trying to bring thoughts to your mind. One that's trying to inflict you with some kind of pain. You have overcome them. What? And have, not going to, have overcome them. Because what? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And you may have to stay on that for a little while and just keep talking the word until that word talk louder than what he's saying. I know who's in me, and you're not going to rule me. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Look, let's go a little further. 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, what? Not of a corruptible seed, but what? Incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I know who I am, who begotten me, and nothing can kill, because this word is non-incorruptible, non-destructible. Impossible for anything to make it become ineffective. And that word have been planted in me, and it will bring forth everything God said it would. Amen. That's why the farmer plant corn, he goes out, he expects to harvest some what? Corn. When he plant cotton, he expects to harvest what? Some cotton. When you plant this word in you, you've been born of God. That seed is in you. I want y'all to listen now. That seed will do in you, for you, through you, everything God said it will do. And these are some basic things you need to know and do and practice every day. It is the word that gave you life. It is the word that will never die. It is the word that is the living God. It is the word that will manifest in flesh, and his name is Jesus. That's who's in you. Are you listening to me? So he said, being born again, not of a corruptible seed. This word will never become corruptible. It'll never produce a crop or produce anything in you that will defile you or will be something that's ineffective and won't work. You've been born, and so therefore you can walk in the light of who you are in Christ, in God. Hallelujah. So let it abide in you.